Okay, so if you hadn't, if you haven't actually heard it, this is what it, this is what it actually sounded like here when Trump was talking about Ilhan Omar.
Importantly, Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
There you go. That's the crowd at Trump's rally in North Carolina. The reaction from the media from this has been apoplectic. It's ridiculous. People are talking like it's the end of the world. They're talking like this is it. The Nazis are here. The stormtroopers are here. They're talking about sending back a woman of color. A woman of color. They're talking about sending back a woman of color. What does that mean? She's an American citizen. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't say that. That's bad thing. That's very, very bad thing to say. No, no, no. You're not an American. You're a bad person. You're an evil Nazi. You're an inhuman. Listen to the language that's being used by the media here. Listen to the language that's being used. You even you hear it from CBS. You hear it from CBS at the top and bottom of the hour on this very radio station. You hear the language that's being used. The supporters are always they. His supporters. Tying his supporters into the language that they use about Trump, which, as you and I both know, is extremely virulent language. These people, and I'm serious about this, I am dead serious about this, these people hate you. They do. Now, you may not even be a Trump supporter. You don't have to be. You may think that that what was said was wrong. And that's fine. But they still hate you. They hate you because you won't just shut the hell up and do what you're told. They hate you because you found an outlet in the President of the United States. They hate you for that. You are a Nazi for supporting Trump, says the New York Times. The Washington Post has an editorial that says Trump is a racist. There's no question about it. And if you are a supporter of Trump, then you are a racist too. This is what they are trying to do. This is the whole game. To paint half of the country, almost a perfect half of the country, as evil, racist bigots who do not deserve the United States, who do not deserve a say in this country, who do not deserve a future within this country, that is what they are trying to argue. And what they hope eventually is that there will be enough people in place in the upper echelons of power who believe what they believe, which is, once again, that you deserve disenfranchisement for being middle American and not living in an urban area. That this is what they are saying. They're saying you don't deserve a future. They're saying you don't deserve America. That's exactly what they are saying here. That's the argument that is being pushed by Ilhan Omar. That is the narrative that is being pushed by Ayanna Presley. That's what's being pushed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That is what's being pushed by these people. And yeah, you're going to have people reacting angrily to that. When all these people ever do is lecture, when all they do when they get up in front of a mixed audience is talk about how about the evils of the rural areas and the evils of the Trump supporting American population and how they're all Nazis and how they're all bigots and how they're all racist and how they all hate black people and how they all, you know, do this and do that and do all this stuff. I mean, this is the argument that they are trying to make. This is what they are trying to push on you. And as such, they are making the argument that your voice doesn't matter, that the things that happen to you don't matter. It doesn't matter that your jobs were shipped away. It doesn't matter that you can't afford an education. It doesn't matter that you can't afford to send your kids to school. It doesn't matter. All this stuff does not matter. You don't deserve a future. This is the argument that's being made right now. I mean, I'm serious about this. I'm actually really mad because this is what's happening right now in this country. People are making the argument that you do not deserve to be here anymore. You do not deserve to have power here anymore. They deserve the power. They deserve to make this country into what they want it to be. You no longer get a say. You union Democrat no longer get a say in this country. You are being left in the dust. Who cares about the union Democrat vote? You know why? Because some of the union Democrats voted for Trump in 2016, and therefore they are evil bigots who are beyond redemption. This is what they are arguing, that you are beyond redemption. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter the reasons that you vote. It doesn't even matter who you vote for. You're beyond redemption if you do not completely and wholly sign on to their particular ideology. That's the argument that's being made here. It's more than just, oh, they want to implement socialism. It's more than that. It's way more than that. It's not about implementing socialism. It's not. It's about destroying you. It's about destroying everything you've ever known. It's about taking away your future. It's about taking away every single bit and shred of power that you have to mold your own future. That's what it is. Socialism is, it almost doesn't enter into the conversation when we're talking about this. We're talking about a radical reshaping of everything. Removing you from the picture. That's what they're talking about. Removing Sussex County from the picture. Sussex County was a red county, and therefore, as a result, deserves naught but nuclear hellfire if they had their way. That's the genuine truth of the situation. So, forgive me if I'm less inclined to jump down the throats of a frustrated North Carolinan rally attendees. Sorry if I'm not super really eager to jump down their throats for yelling send them back at a freaking American citizen who happens to be a Somali American congressman from Minnesota. Forgive me for not being willing to throw them up on a noose from Home Depot. Forgive me for that. My name is Rob Sussman. It's 839-1059. Talk or text. What do you think of this crowd yelling, send her back at this rally in North Carolina?